Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brewpolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Carlo. It'd be a little, I'll get there. Don't worry. It'd be a little strange, Carlo, if Brewpolo was in Bigby.
That would be a little strange, wouldn't it be?
All right. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed Stranger Appreciation Day. If you're listening on a Tuesday, if you're listening to this in the evening after I put it up, you still got time. Head over and grab yourself a 50% off a beverage. But if not, you know what to do. Next time, just get over there and enjoy a little discount courtesy of Strange Brew Coffeehouse. But every day is a great day to be at Strange Brew. Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or Brewpolo over in Tupelo. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that.
Beef.
It is. What's for dinner? If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. First weekend of college football, if you're not going to be tailgating out in the Junction, you'll be at home. Man, firing up a steak for that 6:30 kickoff sounds like a great idea to me. And of course, you know, next week the NFL will be kicking off. It's football time, and nothing goes better with football than the grill, and nothing goes better on the grill than beef. Thusly and therefore, football and beef.
Mm-hmm.
Great partners. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white, right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, that's when you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that are going to give you a level of respect and service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. First game week rumblings of the season. Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. You can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, we'll just jump right in. Brick Thomas, our first questions today. What will you tell your kids and grandkids about Lane Kiffin? Well, my kids, you know, being my kids, already know about Lane Kiffin. And the word I would use to describe him is douche.
I didn't know we could say that on this podcast.
This is a podcast. I could say whatever I want. I could drop an F-bomb. And the FCC would not. My listeners might not like that, but I could do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to. I try to work clean, except for Lane Kiffin. He's a douche.
Yeah.
What's worse, douche or douchebag?
Bag.
All right, that's what he is then.
For sure.
Okay. And so my grandkids will know the same. Now they know that because he was the head coach at Ole Miss. And you know, they know.
Well, also if they do a little bit of research online, they can see.
My kids couldn't give two craps about Lane Kiffin other than the fact that I don't like him because he was the head coach at Ole Miss.
Your kids didn't think about going to Ole Miss? Didn't you say something came to the house and you like tore it up or something?
Yeah. Go straight to the trash. Every penny Ole Miss spends on postage to my home is a wasted dollar. All right, it's just useless.
All right.
So yeah. What are you going to tell your children? What are you going to tell Carlo Jr. one day?
I think I'll tell them the story about when I was covering last year's team at the end of the year and how, you know, they were headed towards the playoff and their coach quit on them. And, covering that, I will say, was not very fun.
I bet.
Going to his, some of his media availabilities, with all due respect to Kiffin, I mean, he looked stressed. He looked rough. I remember that specifically the one of the week of the Egg Bowl. It looked like he had just watched his dog die or something. It was horrible. I mean, yeah, I'll tell him about how it was not really fun and how I covered it and how he's a very interesting person off the field. And, like you said yesterday, winning he shields a lot of stuff.
It does. It
And
does.
that is a perfect example of it.
There you go. Also from Brick, over under on total wings eaten in this competition between us. He set the number at 60 and a half.
Over. I'll beat that.
You're gonna have to beat.
I'm not gonna beat 60. I'm joking, but I'll
No, between the two of us, I think it's combined. You don't think we're gonna combine for 60?
No, I think we easily smash that.
I'm about to say, like, because it's gonna have to go over 80 for you to beat me.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, you're talking a lot of talk.
I'm not really. I'm not really talking a lot.
Do you think you can crush 40?
I know I can. I've done it before.
Okay.
So, Carlo, have you seen Austin Powers?
Yes.
All three of them?
No.
Okay. That's fine. There's no reference being made. You got a clean slate. Clean slate over here.
Is the sticky note even made yet?
No, there's some
Yeah,
phone
and you don't
number on
have
there.
to make it now. I haven't earned it
I
yet.
know, you're good. You're good. I'm not doing anything. I got the
It's like
pen.
every time you have
It's
the
right
pen,
here.
it's like a gun. It's like
It's not like a gun. It's a pen.
it's like I don't know,
So they do
Carlo.
say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Do you not? You never heard that saying?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, no, no,
You
no,
see
no.
another
That's
one?
a saying. There's no reference there. That's a saying. You get to just make it. You don't get a point. No, just make
You've
it.
never. That's a very famous saying.
It's a you set me up there. No.
I did set you up.
Yeah.
I will
Just you
destroy
can
you.
make this sticky note.
All right. It's ready for next time.
Okay.
Rob Hathaway, do you think Dolly Parton spent decades running around East Tennessee without wigs, crazy makeups, or sparkles and got away with it with no photos because she was Dolly and the locals respected it? This has to be true, right? It never occurred to me until I read this question that that wasn't Dolly Parton's real hair. Like, it ruined it for me.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess I
And
didn't
never,
realize.
never in my life did I think she was wearing a wig until Rob wrote this
Now
question.
that I think about it, yeah,
She's an 80-year-old woman with
a lot of
a lot of
hair. It
hair.
doesn't really make a lot of sense.
So the answer to the question is, yeah, people are just like, hey, that's Dolly. We don't do that.
Yeah, because they don't want to.
You don't want to be that. You don't,
She is the
you'd be
perfect
hated.
public image. Everyone likes her. You don't want to be
Exactly.
that guy. And then
Exactly.
you're the Dolly Parton hater. And
Exactly.
then your neighbors don't like you.
Right.
And then you start getting dirty looks in the grocery
And
store.
then you got to move.
And then you got to move.
Right. You're
And then
like,
they're like, wow, look at that weird guy.
yeah.
Why is he so weird?
Everything you said is true.
Yeah.
All right. Carlo from Russell from Rob, please rank these Crayola crayon box of 64 colors that Brian and I grew up with that no longer exist. Man, the old Crayola box of 64 with the crayon sharpener on the side.
I'm not that old, guys.
Did you have
I
these
had
colors?
that.
Did you have green
Oh,
blue?
I don't remember if I've had these colors, but I had the sharpener and
Green
stuff.
blue, raw umber, lemon yellow, orange red, Indian red, and flesh.
What the? I'm just basing this off of what I think these look like. I had to look up raw umber because
It's brownish, right?
I'm gonna go green blue one, lemon, oh, I don't know, orange red two, lemon yellow three, Indian red four, flesh
Flesh.
five, raw umber six. What
I don't
are
remember having flesh.
these?
Like, if I wanted to draw,
I actually do remember having a flesh one.
like, if I
But
remember, like, I just remember if I had to draw a white person, I would use apricot. That was like the
raw
closest to white people.
umber,
If I had to color that, so
I can't get over
yeah. One more from Rob. There's clearly a non-zero chance that Lane Kiffin has sent a taunting cardboard cutout of himself to the Ole Miss football offices with a video camera taped to the back, like White Goodman in Dodgeball. How non-zero? It would not shock me at
not at
all
all.
if Kiffin had done that.
Not at all. Did you hear about the FBI stuff they did?
Yes, I did.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's good
I
stuff.
yeah, you never know, man,
You
with
know,
that guy.
again, with Kiffin,
You never
you
know.
never
You
know.
never know.
All right. We got to go a little off track here. You don't have this one. So back in the summer, back like in May, one of our listeners, his wife, his now wife, then fiance, sent a wedding invitation. I think I have it right here. She sent me a wedding invitation and wanted me to come to the wedding. Unfortunately, I could not make it. But I sent, I was like, would you, can I do a video for the guy? And she was like, oh, he would love that. So I did a video and he has my number. He's like, do you mind if every now and then I text? So that's my wedding gift to Colby Odom here. Me and my wife and our son are going to the state game Saturday. He will turn two the same day. So happy birthday. But I am currently on a 7-game losing streak at Davis-Wade Stadium. The last time I witnessed a win in the stadium was Auburn in 2022.
Oh.
Should I be slightly worried? I say no, not this week.
No.
No. If it was Missouri, I might caution.
Yes.
I might address caution.
That might be the
This
tipping
is
point.
fine, Colby. You'll be fine. Happy birthday to the boy. You're good.
Yeah, this should be a good Saturday
Yeah,
for
I
everybody.
agree. I agree. Brian McDuff, good friend of the show, good friend of Brian Haydad. Why do teams cover up the slot on running plays? It basically tells the defense we aren't throwing to all of our receivers, so it's going to be a running play. It's a good point. Slot should never be covered up.
That's a
That, that
great
that's
question.
just that's something that's just a little thing that, you know, but Cignetti doesn't cover them up.
No, he
No
doesn't.
chance. Hey, Dad, you recently said our elementary school was pronounced Xavier. Honestly, I never knew that. Why is Charles pronounced Xavier? It just is. Some people say Xavier, but it's
Wait, what is your elementary
St.
school?
Francis Xavier.
So there's no X.
There is an X.
Oh,
Xavier.
okay. He said it in the, okay, I see.
He's saying, why is it pronounced? Yeah, he's that saying he just
He's
he's spelling it
on
phonetically.
purpose. Yeah, I get it.
You could, like, in the South, a lot of people would say Xavier, but it's not. It's Xavier.
Yeah, it's Xavier.
Yeah, I know. I know. My wife and I had a long argument one time about this.
Xavier.
Yeah, I say Xavier. It's Xavier. Yeah, you're
Like
correct. You don't you're,
Xavier,
like the X
Xavier.
the X is spelled is pronounced like a Z.
Yeah.
Xavier. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Six Packs Peak. Are you familiar with the Six Packs Peak message board?
No, I am not.
You're not familiar with it.
Mm-mm.
It's a message board.
Well, yeah.
It's run by my cousin.
Is it?
Yeah, he and I have we basically we built that city on rock and roll.
Okay. No, I got that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Any famous birthdays this week? Just the one, cuz. Happy birthday.
Oh, just him?
Yeah, today's his. Oh, I'm sure there are other people. Well, let's look. Famous birthdays. October 1st.
It's September.
September 1st.
I should put you down as a
No, that's
nah.
just a mistake. That's not.
I make the rules.
All right, so here we go. Zendaya.
Happy birthday.
She's 30 today.
All right.
I love seeing, like, TikTok star. Like, who?
Who?
Dean Withers.
No idea
No
who
idea.
that
Jungkook is a pop singer. I mean, he's one of those K-pop guys. Dr. Phil.
All
Birthday
right.
today.
Happy birthday.
Jawbreaker girl. I mean, what are you? Jason Taylor, former defensive Hall of Fame defensive end for the Miami
Okay.
Dolphins.
All right.
He's 52 today. I'm going to assume Romeo Beckham is David Beckham's son. He turns 24 today. Coyote Peterson, you ever watch his stuff on YouTube?
No.
He's like a survival guy, and he, like, lets himself get bit by the worst things to get bit by, bugs
Oh,
and stuff.
yes, I have seen that guy.
Like, we does, like, the
Yeah.
murder hornets and
Yes.
stuff.
And then
He just rolls around on the ground.
Yeah, I have seen that. Dude, that guy's
Yeah,
awesome.
he's fun to watch. Gloria Stefan is 69 today.
Nice.
The Miami Sound Machine. Like, seriously, who are some of these people? Is that who I think? No, I thought that was Lady Gaga, but it's not. Scott Speedman, star of the movie Underworld, 51 today.
That reminds me of Tug Speedman from Tropic Thunder.
You know what you did, man? No. And that's all the old people that I know. So happy birthday, cuz. We love you. All right. Dr. Colton Watson here. It says MD. So yeah, we'll go with that. I've got to say, both of your arguments were compelling. Brian, you made a great point. Were well spoken with your thoughts and even gave me room for me to hedge my bets a little bit this season. Carlo, you were there too, but Brian was the master debater here. So the winner is Carlo, of course. Mississippi State fanhood is an illness, a sickness, not unlike heroin addiction. Oh, God. I am not strong enough to break this habit. This fall, I'm all in. Hail State, please send thoughts and prayers to the patients that will be in my care as I when I take an overnight call shift on September 5th. Godspeed to those patients. Doctor, you seem really agitated. Come on, Taylor.
Wow, you're the master debater here.
Well, I did. I am. I was the reigning national champion debater because I defeated the Mississippi State debate team in a debate. And so, I you know, it's just like wrestling. You know, when you beat the champ, you become the champ.
So
So,
true, man.
yeah. Pearson Lowry, what is your favorite meal? I mean, what a simple question.
Great question.
It's such a big question though. Like, if I could eat any meal. I'll be honest. I'm a very simple man, as you know. Very few meals make me happier than Gus's fried chicken.
Ooh.
Half chicken
I'm
meal,
surprised you know what that means.
mac and cheese. What do you mean?
Gus's. I'm surprised you know what that place is.
Oh, I know all about
I'm
it.
giving you.
I know. Yeah, we've had this discussion. Half chicken meal with mac and cheese and fried okra. Like, when I eat that meal, I am legitimately about as happy as I can be. So,
Happy as a clam.
happier. That's that. That I'm that literally. I would almost rather eat at Gus's Fried Chicken than any fine steakhouse in this world. I love Gus's Fried Chicken.
It is very,
All
very
right,
good.
what's yours?
I just go back to when I was living in Bloomington, the Little Janko's Zagreb or Yonko's or whatever you want to call it. You get the
Yonko's Little Zagreb.
Yes.
Yeah, you messed up. Yeah, I know what it is
Okay,
because you told me.
sure. I just call it Zagreb. It's great. You
Me
go there.
and Stefan Krajnik, not big fans of that restaurant.
I don't know why, but
Well, because it's a Croatian restaurant.
it is sure.
We
It's
don't
a
like the Croatian.
steakhouse.
I'm just saying, you know, we're Serbian people here.
Okay. Point across.
I'm just saying.
Can I tell you what I
Yeah, what would you get?
get? Appetizer. You get the meatballs or the shrimp cocktail, and then for your steak, ribeye, because I'm not a
Absolutely.
psychopath, medium rare, baked potato, and then you get like a bottle of red wine. I mean,
What dessert?
usually you eat all that, and I'm good because it comes with some bread too, and
Yeah.
it is just a
Okay.
fantastic meal.
Sounds good.
I will be
Remember going to
going
Bloomington.
back to Bloomington next year, and I will definitely be going there.
Very good.
It's wonderful.
All right. Brogan Fairchild. Carlo, I am the PA guy and in charge of the music at our high school football games. What's the first song I should play this season? A few years ago, Robbie and Brian said to play Word Up.
I mean, it's gonna sound cliche, but I assume that they're gonna be running out of the tunnel here
Yeah.
or something. You could get some Enter Sandman. I mean, that's a great.
Kind of need to know the name of the school. Like, if they're the Tigers, I might want to go with Eye of the Tiger,
True.
you
Yeah,
know,
that's a good point.
or something like that.
That's a really good point.
But Enter Sandman is, you can't go wrong.
No.
All right.
Any like a lot of the Metallica songs or Black Sabbath, you could just get running out of the tunnel and you just
Yeah.
fired up.
My wife and I recently watched a Netflix movie set in Mississippi that had Pierce Brosnan attempting a Southern accent. It was as bad as you can imagine. What's the worst movie you've seen recently? Oof. I'm kind of picky with the movies now. Like I won't go if I think it's going to be a bad movie. If I'm not entirely sure I'm going to enjoy it.
I know. Yeah, I've been watching a lot more documentaries and stuff. I haven't watched a bad movie in a
I'm trying
while
to
because I feel
think.
like I'm usually, especially on Netflix, it's like you only really watch something. I feel like I do this if you have a very good feeling that it's going to be good.
Right,
You're
right.
not wasting your time here.
Right. And you get recommendations. Your friends will tell you, like, you
Yeah.
know, no, you'll like it or not. So I'm actually watching a new TV show right now. So that's a big thing for me. I normally don't
What is
watch. I'm
that?
watching Lanterns.
Oh, I've heard that's
It's
good.
fantastic. If you're a nerd like I am, it's awesome.
Okay.
Hunter King wants a Vegas line on the win contest. He's making me a minus 15 favorite.
No. What do you think it'll be over that?
Carlo, you have severely underestimated a Mississippian's ability to put away food, especially of the smoked meat variety. I don't know what it's going to be. I just know that I'm going to have at
You
least
think you're
one.
gonna win by 50?
15's a big number.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That if I got 40, that means you only ate 25.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do
You would
that.
say what, you would take Carlo plus 15?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do 15. I'd be 14 and a half.
I think a
I'd
good
definitely.
line for this is like, hey dad, no, me,
Your
minus.
favorite? You can get Hey Dad money line? Guys, take the Hey Dad money line. That's big money waiting to happen.
I'm not gonna say I'm not favored.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think the maybe eight wings, it should be a good line for the favorite. which is
Okay.
Carlo.
Damon Ladner, over under 8 times that Brian will use the term putrid this season. I'm going to hope it's under. Needs to be under.
Better be under 6.
It needs to be under. Yeah, it needs to be under 6. Under, I would take the under on 8.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Also from Damon, will Stingray make any guest appearances on the post-game wrap-ups this season? No. That's all we'll say. No. Our buddy Steve Mormon, currently on a cruise right now and eating very well. Very nice. Got me thinking, what are your top 3 most consistent restaurants in Starkville, be it sponsors or not? So I had a great view this morning to listen to you now. He's out there on the ocean.
Beautiful view.
Awesome. Consistent. All right. I'll tell you what. Boardtown, the pizza.
Every single time.
The pizza is always the same. It's always delicious.
Caesar salad there rocks too. I'll tell
okay.
you that.
I didn't know that.
Rocks.
All right. I think that Two Brothers, super consistent.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
Especially when you're talking about the wings.
Yeah.
They're always good. And then I had to pick a Obie's.
Obie's is very
Obie's
consistent.
Super consistent. That's why they've been open for as long as they have.
Bulldog Burger is pretty consistent. You know, you're going to know what you're going to get there.
Yeah, the food is good. There's not a restaurant where I feel like it's up and down. There's not only like, man, it depends on who's cooking today kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like they're all pretty good.
Especially the ones in the district. They do a good job.
Yeah, they do a good job. Patton Paris, rank these inaugural bangers. Korn's Freak on a Leash, Limp Bizkit's Nookie, or Kid Rock's Ba with the Ba.
Okay,
I'm not saying it like that. Ba with the Ba.
The bang, the bang, ding, ding, ding.
What are you gonna say?
I don't know the middle one.
You don't know you don't know Limp Bizkit's Nookie? They
no.
did it all for the Nookie.
I'm sure if I heard it, but
you absolutely would. So what about if I went with Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff instead? Break Stuff is the better choice.
I don't know. I have to look.
Okay. Well then,
I think.
All right.
I'm gonna go Freak on the Leash number one.
Mm.
I'll go Kid Rock's.
Bob
with the ba, the bang, two.
Okay.
And then I just haven't heard the third one. What do you think?
There's no way you haven't heard it. That's probably actually the correct answer. That's not Limp Bizkit's best song, though.
Okay.
I don't know if that's Korn's best song either, though.
No, so, I don't. I would also.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
What was the second?
I skipped a schedule. I'm sorry. I'll come back to it. Was a hype video released by State Football last week also confirming the return of Don't Stop Believing? No.
No.
No. Simple as that note. Ryan Reynolds, the actor? You plan a 4-day trip revolving around going to sporting events. What part of the country are you going to, and what time of the year do you plan the trip? Well, clearly we're going to go in October. All right? That way we can get college football, we can get the NFL, we can get MLB, and we can maybe squeeze in an NBA game or an early season NBA game. So, I mean, could I plan a trip through South Louisiana and into Texas where I can go to like LSU at home playing, you know, somebody good there, then go down to see the Saints on Sunday, swing over to Texas for like a Rockets game and maybe catch the Astros in the playoffs or something like that. Some Texas barbecue, some New Orleans cuisine. That's a great road trip.
All right.
What do you think? You want to go to the Big Ten? Want to go see, go through the Hoosiers? Go see the Colts. Well, you're a Bears guy.
Yeah.
Go see
no, I'm not. Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You're a Packers guy.
Whoa.
Mix up the Bears and the Colts.
I didn't say anyone was ugly or dead or anything, dude. It's okay. You don't need to pull that out. My goodness gracious.
Can we? Does Indiana play Wisconsin this year?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't think they do, actually.
I'm saying if we could get Indiana, Wisconsin in Madison and then swing over to
Green Bay. Yeah, I was going to say, well, you also have Chicago, too, in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what I would do. Yeah, we'll go October. Madison,
it's cold,
Chicago is probably
cold.
3 hours.
Cold up there.
I've been to Packers games in January.
All right.
It's fine. What I'll do is Packers game in Green Bay, swing down Chicago. You're going to hit a Cubs game when they're in the World Series.
Okay.
PCA is playing out of his
He's
mind.
He's playing good ball. He's playing
I don't
good
know
ball.
If they're making the World Series. I hope they do.
Friend, I got a connection with the Bulls. We could go to a game there.
Yeah, I was going to say. I've never been to the United Center.
Well, there you go.
So you could hit that.
Yeah.
Swing back if Indiana, Packers game would be Sunday. If Indiana's playing Wisconsin in the dream scenario,
yeah,
Indiana's playing Wisconsin,
Packers Bears,
Madison. Then you go to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you swing down. You hit the Cubs win the World Series,
and then Bulls.
And then you go to I guess you go to a Bulls game when LeBron's in town or something.
You want to go to the Lakers?
Sure.
All right, great.
When Luka is there,
I wonder, it's
allegedly.
one of those things that's like, I have a connection with the Bulls, but would they be cool with me wearing being cheering for the Lakers if they can't get tickets?
Probably not.
Probably not. So I'd have to be like, eh. So I bet I could get us good seats for the Bulls. Jared Reister asks, if you could only have one sauce for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pasta sauce, dipping sauce. So only one
Oh
sauce.
man.
All right, I'm between two here. All right.
Juggling two balls.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce or tomato sauce? Because tomato sauce, I can, it covers pasta and it covers pizza.
And could kind of ketchup, kind of.
I don't eat
You're not a
ketchup, so that's
ketchup
not a
guy.
problem. I mean, barbecue sauce is ketchup based a lot of times. It's like eggs. I don't like eggs, but if you mix them with flour and
Yeah, I've
butter and
heard this
everything.
corny
Well,
joke.
it's the same thing
Yeah,
with
I know.
ketchup. If you mix ketchup with black brown sugar and a little mustard and some Worcestershire sauce, and
Okay.
I'll eat it then because it's called barbecue sauce. I probably would go tomato sauce because I love pizza. I don't want to not be able to eat pizza.
Yeah, I'd go tomato sauce as well. That's
That's
kind of
the
what I
probably
was
the
thinking. Because then you
best
get
part.
pasta as well.
Yeah, I can because like I can just eat wings with seasoning on them.
Dry rub.
Yeah, dry rub. Yeah, but
Yeah.
you season it with seasonings.
Yeah.
There you go. Wade Jones, do you have two sizes of spoons at your house? If so, which spoon do you eat with? Yeah, we have teaspoons and tablespoons, and I eat with teaspoons.
No, I think he's referring, yeah.
Actually, I mean, when you really get into it, like I have like five because I got stirring spoons, you
Yeah,
know. Yeah, so,
okay.
but yeah, like I eat with the smaller spoon,
Yeah.
the smallest spoon that's available.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I agreed.
Kivas Wright for Brian. Did you watch AEW All In? And if so, what were your thoughts? Why just for me? Carlo watched AEW All In
I
as
was there
well.
as well,
What do you
yeah.
think?
It was good.
Yeah.
I honestly was pleasantly surprised.
There were some moments you were just like, wow, that's
The
cool.
last match was sick.
It was awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was a really, really good pay-per-view. Love seeing the new level. I like that where they're going with that. I thought there would be a couple of more debuts. That was a little disappointing, but I guess those guys are coming. But all in all, yeah, and then the last three matches to get, were all fantastic. So good stuff. For Carlo, which game from week zero intrigued you the most given the outcome of the games?
Honestly,
I
Virginia,
was going to say that.
NC
Yeah.
State,
Yeah.
I think Virginia looked really good. And I think Bo Prabula,
Fabula.
he looks fantastic. That offensive line looked really good. He had time to throw. I was a little confused why he transferred from Missouri, but I guess he kind of tailed off at the end of last year after
Yeah.
he got hurt. But he looked great. And I think
I agree.
Virginia will be better than people think.
I had them. We did a big picks thing on Friday's Sports Talk Mississippi, and I said I thought they'd be the disappointment in the ACC because I was like, they won 11 games last year. They're probably not going to do that again. They might. They look
Yeah,
good.
they
They
look
look really,
good.
really good.
I agree.
All right, we'll do a couple more here, and then we'll go to the break. From Richard Harbison, what would you give for your most hated rival to go winless this year? That's a really easy one. Purdue might actually do
They
that.
might.
It's legit
I
do
was
that.
having a conversation with one of my friends yesterday, and what do you think the Purdue over under wins this year is?
2.5.
It's 3.5,
Yeah.
which was higher than I thought.
I would not take the over.
No, I
I
wouldn't
would not.
either.
I like Barry Odom, but that was a
Their
terrible decision.
schedule is not. They play Notre Dame out of conference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, and so the three non-conference are Indiana State, Wake Forest, and Notre
Wake
Dame.
Forest can beat them.
Wake Forest is going to beat
They
them.
can beat them.
So
A lot
for
of
three
blowing
and
in
a
the bowl.
half, so 3.5, if they don't win, if they win one of their three non-conference, that means
That.
they would have to win three Big Ten games.
Yeah.
There's no way
Yeah,
that they're going to do
I agree
that.
with you. What would I give for Ole Miss to go winless this year?
This would be a lot bigger though, because they're a top 10 team right
Right.
now.
So do you know what the answer is?
Like,
All four of all four of those.
you give four
Four
fingers? Dude,
fingers.
come on.
I give four fingers.
It's one season. Your fingers
Oh
are
my God,
forever.
this would be the greatest thing ever. First off, because I could just be like, I tried to tell y'all that it was all Kiffin. You didn't want to listen to me. You went 0-12 without him? They're
One
so high.
finger is too much.
Four. And that way, if God's listening right now, and he's like, are you serious? Yes. Yes. I would do that. Four. For an 0-12 Ole Miss season, I would enjoy that so much. Oh my
I think
gosh.
they could put their twos in for every position against Charlotte and win.
They could. That's the beauty of it. For them to lose to Charlotte and then do they play Furman or what?
Wofford. You could probably put the
I'm
guy,
not just thinking
they
about
could
it.
gather guys in the fraternity house, start training them all year
Yeah.
long for that Wofford game, and it would still be close.
The point. That happened? Oh my gosh. Borderline erotic.
Oh my gosh.
Also from Richard. Other than Ole Miss, what SEC team would you like to see fall on their faces here? The easy answer is LSU, but I need them to win one game. There's one game I want them to win. But other than that, I
Which
digest.
game?
What do you think?
Alabama.
Well, I wouldn't mind that either. It'd be funny. Because I think the other answer for me, it'd be interesting if Texas doesn't go to the playoff this year, if they fall on their face, because would they really fire Sarkisian? Let's say they go 9-3.
Penn State
I
fired
get it,
James
but they
Franklin.
were not good when they fired him. They would lost like two.
Yeah, but they were also one game away from national title like 2 years
No, I agree with
ago.
that, but like then midway through the season, they were like, this team sucks. We got to
Yeah,
move
yeah,
on.
yeah.
I'm talking about like they go, let's say they're 9-2. They got to beat A&M to go to the playoff and they lose. So are you going to fire a coach who in the last two seasons was 19-6? That's a tough one.
Probably not.
Probably not, but they'd be mad. By the way, if 9-3 is falling on your face, you're doing pretty good. Just want
Yeah.
to point that out. If you had to live in any sports movie, which would you live in? So like I'm a character in the movie or I just live in the city?
Character in the movie.
Okay, so
But you're not one of the characters. You're just kind of
like on the team. Like
like in Moneyball, you'd be in the front office.
okay. Oh, that's well, I wouldn't want to live in Oakland. Of course I don't live there anymore. That franchise
You'd
doesn't
be in, well, in the movie, you'd be in Oakland, yeah.
That's a good question then. Any given Sunday, lived in Miami.
Yeah.
Be in the front office of the Miami Sharks.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe I got a little office romance with Cameron Diaz. Yeah, nothing wrong about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I mean, they were partying all the time down there. I'm down with that. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, where Carlo and I will be tomorrow. Are we going for lunch or dinner? We're doing dinner after the show? Or are we going a little lunch?
Whenever
I
time,
think we might do lunch.
whatever time works for you.
Wednesday evenings is kind of my family time. So let's do lunch.
You need to handle your business up front.
Well, I mean, I'm not worried about it. Like,
You've been talking a lot about this. I think you are worried about it.
I'm not, though.
You've been talking a lot about it, though.
Well, I've been
I
talking about it
don't
because,
talk about it because I'm not worried about
we
it.
bring it up. We do this ad for our friends at Two
Oh, it's
Brothers.
the ad now.
And I like it just it's just easy to talk about.
All
So
right.
they're gonna make some money tomorrow on Wing Wednesday, is what we're hearing.
I think they're gonna see. Let me ask you this. Do you think someone's gonna come and watch this happen?
Yes. At least one person will show up.
I
Like,
think so too.
yeah, I wouldn't be
Are
surprised.
we're not releasing a time. I don't even know. We haven't even talked about
I
a
mean, we haven't
time.
talked about it. We'll just go around lunchtime. How about that?
Oh man.
We'll record and then we'll go eat. I definitely don't want to. I don't want
I was
to.
gonna say
I'm
I'm
talking about.
still here. Yeah.
I don't
I
know,
think
Carlo. I just.
six and six.
If you're like watching it really close, you're like, it looks like they took a lot of breaks. You're like, I wonder why. I had to go to the restroom. Yeah. Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow is the day. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. New computers, new laptops, copiers, printers, mailing and information systems. It's all right there for you at Advantage Business Systems. 50 years, guys. So they've been doing it a long time. They know how to take care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. I was at Maroon & Co. just yesterday. I telling you guys, just walking around in there's so much cool stuff on the shelves there. Everything you need to get ready for game day. You're going to be in Starkville this weekend. Make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. planned. Get that new game day polo, new hat, new t-shirts, stuff for the tailgate. Maybe you want to play some music out there at the tailgate and you get one of those turtle box speakers.
Box
There
turtles.
you go.
Yeah,
They've got
get them, get them.
them.
They've got turtles
You need a brand new cooler.
in
You
a
want to get
box.
you.
They're boxing up all
I'm
the
picturing like Alice in Chains singing Turtle in the Box
turtles.
now. I am the turtle in the
The
box. There you go.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to give you one for that because you knew who Alice in Chains was. I'll give you
What?
one.
Where are my top five most listened to artists last year?
Were they?
Yes.
So you thought take it away?
What?
Take away the point I gave you?
Well,
I gave
no.
you a point.
That's a good one,
That's a
right?
good point. You still want it, right?
Yeah, of
Well, what are
course.
you complaining about?
I'm you just like, oh, you don't know who they are, or like you're surprised.
You're surprised you knew who they were.
What?
Well, you did say like
Dude,
your favorite.
Jar of Flies,
You did say your favorite band.
unskippable.
You said your favorite band was Pink Floyd. I was like, maybe he's more of a classic rock
No,
kind of guy.
I don't discriminate. I listen to just about every music except for like the weird kind of stuff.
Right. What is the weird?
K-pop.
Okay, I was like, what is the weird kind of
I'll
stuff?
just say it. Like I'm an EDM guy, but I'm not there's got to be some
A
words.
lot of Olivia Rodrigo over there.
No, no, no. Like I can't listen to that or like Charli XCX. With all due respect to people that listen, I just
Okay.
they got a market,
I hear you. I hear
not
you.
me.
Well, if you're in the market for Mississippi State gear, I love making segues. You hate them so much.
They're so corny, bro. But you're good at this. I get it. I get
Marinco is the place to go. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in store or online at marinco.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, they have what you want for less. What do you want? You want to get in and out on these lawn mowing sessions because we got college football to watch. And so the best way to do that is with a John Deere mower. Now, if you've got a normal size house, a John Deere zero turn is going to be the perfect machine for you. But if you got one of those huge tracts of land, you might need to talk about a John Deere tractor. 1 through 5 series available at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And best of all, great deals available on those pieces of equipment right now as well. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. That's the name to know and the name to trust. If you are trying to buy or sell land right now, it doesn't matter how big a purchase that is, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you to do that. And if you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, managing your timber and your resources, Good Hope Land and Timber is just a phone call away to provide you a lot of great advice. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Thomas Fry, Brian, if you did he ask two questions here? Because there's a one. Okay, I see what happened. Brian, if you did another summer school course for Carlo during the offseason, would you consider it basing it on the history of Mississippi State beat reporting, specifically football, basketball, and baseball? No, I would not. Like, why? What's the interest in that? Are you super interested in the guys who have been on this beat? I mean, we got a couple of guys who have
Been
made
there
it
for a
big, but
while.
you got there are what, three guys on this beat that have made it, you would say made it big.
Courtney, wait, let me guess
I
him.
wouldn't say Courtney was on this beat. She did cover some games, but she was the high school report.
Oh, okay.
So it's
E
Ian
Ian,
Rappaport.
wait, let me get him.
Okay.
Ian Rappaport, Brandon Walker.
Yeah.
Third one is, I don't know who is the
It's probably
third.
say Brandon Marcello. He's a national
Oh,
college football
yeah.
guy.
Okay. Yeah.
So him. And then Will Salmon is the beat writer for the New York Mets right now. So that's a pretty good
Yeah,
gig.
that's a pretty good
It's a
gig.
good gig. So yeah. But no, that being said, no. This question may have been asked before, but do either of y'all have nicknames that your coworkers call you? I've been working at my job for a few years now. My coworkers have called me T-Dog. It's gotten popular enough to where someone asked how they could get such a name. All of my friends call me Hey Dad. Like if you could, the only people who call me Brian on this earth are either related to me by blood or marriage. Like if you call me Brian,
I know one person that calls you Brian.
who?
Avery.
She calls me Brian?
Yo, always. Like, without fail.
When y'all are talking?
Yeah.
Okay,
She's
well,
definitely called you to your face, too.
do me a favor. Tell Avery
Then tell her it's Hey
she's my
Dad.
friend and she can call me Hey Dad. My
Okay.
friends call me Hey Dad. Like if you call
She,
me Brian, I assume we're
because
friends.
I started saying Brian, too, and I was like, why am I
Yeah.
doing this?
You the other day tried to convince people that people call you Low.
Some people do.
I have never met these people.
Well, you mean 90% of the people in my life you've never met.
Well, I'm just saying, these people don't exist until to me, I've never seen them.
People call me some people in my fraternity, they call my brother, his name's Jack Barone. They call him Jerome. So they call me Carone sometimes, not very often.
Corona?
Jerome thing stuck though, like
Yeah.
a lot. So
Okay.
he gets it. They'll call me CeeLo or sometimes, I don't know.
Philo,
I
do they
but
wish you were a little bit taller?
no. No, I get that reference, but no.
I'm not sure you did.
No, I do.
Okay.
You put the gun away, man. I'm telling you,
I
man.
think saying now, I get it when you see me reach for the pen.
No.
All
I
right.
know the
The what?
look
The
you.
look? Okay. What was that look one more time? Yeah.
Oh, did you ever get the Squidward
I
thing?
did, but it wasn't as close. The screenshot I got wasn't as close as I wanted it to be. But in the moment, I was, yeah. All right, Matt McCann's mascot challenge, college football season edition. Name these teams. Name the team for these colleges won or claimed a national title in the 1800s, back when Hey Dad was just a little boy. Hey, I'm not even the oldest guy on this beat. Like this, I'm like in the middle. I am.
No,
Like
yeah.
Steve, David, Mike Nemeth, Danny, Paul, all older than me.
Who I don't want to do that. We'll talk after the show.
Are you gonna
No,
argue?
I was just
They are older than me.
dude, I understand.
And then the other one, there's a big gap between like after you get to me, that then it's Robbie. There's a 13-year gap in there, I think. And then you're getting into the young guys. You, Colin, Sam, James, I'm leaving somebody out.
Jake is, I think, the
Jacob.
baby.
Yeah.
No, I think
Jake
McMahon
McMahon is the baby.
is the
Yeah.
baby.
He's the youngest one.
I
So
was for a while.
yeah, you've been so. Anyway, Harvard.
I don't
They're the
know.
Crimson.
Yeah, okay. I
Yale.
should have got that. What? I don't know if I know these Ivy League teams,
Yale
man.
is incredibly easy.
Is it the Bulldog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Princeton.
Oh. They're are they easy too? Are they the Bulldogs
No.
again? What are
The Tigers.
they? I knew that.
All
I
right.
knew that.
Lafayette.
No idea.
The Leopards. Penn.
Are
You
they?
know Penn. They're in the NCAA tournament every year.
No idea.
The Quakers.
Quakers, yeah.
That was a rough one
That
for you.
was, sorry,
You're not. You're
Billy.
just not Ivy
Not
League.
smart
You're not
enough.
Ivy League
There's a
material.
reason I didn't go to these
No,
schools.
I know. I know all about
I
it.
only applied to two colleges anyway, so.
I'm of the firm belief now that this guy just asks questions because he enjoys me saying the name. But Duncan McCockiner asks, "What was your best dorm room or college apartment story?"
Cannot tell mine on this podcast.
I think I've told mine about the fire drill where my roommate had his girlfriend over and we hit her.
Oh, you did tell that
Yeah,
story. Yeah.
that's a fun.
Actually, I do have one.
All right, go. I want to hear it.
So I lived with my brother Jack, in a dorm in Indiana, and he went out and enjoyed himself that night, and he came back
Okay.
and he was not in the best state of mind. So he's trying to make microwave mac and cheese. So you get the cup, obviously. All you have to
Put a
do
little water in
is
there.
water in there, and that is it. And then throw in the microwave, and he forgot to do the water. So he microwaved it with no water, and the whole thing, the microwave was smoked out. The whole apartment floor was smoked out. The smoke alarms are going off. He doesn't really know what's going on. I'm like, dude, my room reeked for weeks. Oh my Lord, it reeked so bad. People would want to come to our dorm and hang out. No,
No.
somewhere else.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
That's a rough one.
It was terrible.
That's a rough one. My best college, but we had a little duplex right off of Camp Avenue. Do you know where that is? It's like, you know that bridge before you get to campus on University. So you take the last left you can take. It's called Camp Avenue. There's a little duplex there. And we had a party that I guarantee we had more people there than some fraternities did that night. We floated two kegs, and then when I realized the second keg was going, we ran to the store to buy like eight more cases of beer, which was a lot of fun. We had two professors show up, and my roommate slept out on the couch all night, which we moved outside.
Hey.
So, and then, oh, okay, I'll tell this story. It's a little risque. It's a little risque, y'all. Guys, you got kids? Maybe now. Maybe now's the time. Start hitting the fast forward. Next morning. So like here's like pick this place. Like here's my bedroom. Bathroom's in the middle. Here's his
I
bedroom.
don't like where this is
Okay.
going.
I get up and he's walking out of the bathroom and he's like, I mean, he's just like, hey, I'm in the same spot. I'm like, hey. Like he just looks at me and goes, did you get lucky last night? And I was just like, no. Why? And he just goes, and there were a pair of women's underwear, and I could have fit into them.
Oh.
So I know who the girl was.
Ooh.
I was like, oh. So somebody in our bathroom
Ooh.
handled that business. And I just, so funny to think about.
Handled that business.
Yeah. That's a rough one. Yeah.
Ooh. It's okay.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing ever happened to you like that?
I don't want to.
All
I'm
right.
pleading the fifth. I
Plead
don't
the
know how
fifth.
to answer
Well, I just did. All right.
that in a good
Josh Ard asked, circling back to my stake rankings from last week, I kept the cut rankings to the stakes. I kept the cuts ranking to the steak served at the restaurant I was working that with that day. Would the 32-ounce Tops butt sirloin move up your rankings list if you knew about a third of it was picanha? A little bit, but still, 32 ounces is a big steak. I just don't want to eat that much steak. Not in one time.
It's a lot of.
It's a lot of beef. Say it.
It's a lot of meat.
Say beef. Say beef. There
Beef.
you go. It's a lot.
It's a lot of meat.
Jay in Baltimore, one baseball question before football. Don't act like you're not going to be asking baseball questions all year. Don't act like it, Jay. Top 10 classes and transfers in high school, plus starting rotation, add and Bauer, Miller, and Webb return alongside Jacob Parker. Best guess as a preseason ranking for the 2027 season. I would say no lower than three.
You think State's gonna be top three next year?
In baseball?
The
Deep.
preseason?
Yeah.
Okay.
They bring back McPherson, Valinkas,
No,
Stone,
no.
Bauer, Miller,
I get
Webb,
it. No, and they're poor.
Parker. They had a top five transfer portal
No, I
class.
agree.
Woodson's back. Yes, top three. They were fourth this year.
Woodson's back. Imagine hearing that in March.
I mean, guys hit
No,
280.
dude, at the end of the season, he was
It's
money.
fine. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, for sure. Top.
Yeah.
They were fourth this
I
year.
was gonna say top 10,
Oh, they were
but.
sure there, but they got more
Yeah,
guys
that's
coming
true.
back.
That's a good point.
So, 662 Trey. I have been a listener since week one of last year, but first time rumbler. But do you guys have any insight on what happened with Buddy's firing? I just feel like there's more to the story. Also, I hope everything's going still going well with your recovery, Carlo.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Not any more than basically, in case you're wondering what he's talking about, if you don't know, longtime EMCC head football coach Buddy Stevens was fired on Monday night. Very shocking in terms of this guy has been at that program for so long. Everybody knows him from Last Chance U. I know he was very vocal about the way they restructured the playoffs
And
and
the amount of regular season games.
yeah, and so he was maybe it was just a kind of a combination of that was a lot of complaining and your team isn't the best team in this state anymore, so maybe that's where it is.
I saw when I reported this on WCBI Sports last night.
Okay.
What I read and what I gauged is that the university didn't like what he was saying about the MAC with like three C's, the conference that they're in, the Mississippi, I forgot what, Community Colleges
Yeah, I don't
Conference.
try that. Yeah. MJACC.
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. He didn't like the way that they were doing the playoff format and the amount of games during the regular season, but he like attacked kind of the people that run it like personally. Like, he says like they're idiots, like people
Yeah.
with a doctorate degree are getting like stuff he said was actually pretty vulgar, but if I had to guess, it was probably just the last kind of stand for stuff like that because
Yeah.
you know
And like I said,
I mean during Last Chance U he was very
yeah.
he's a tough
Somebody asked me
coach.
about it this morning. I said, on top of that, Northwest and Mississippi Gulf Coast have surpassed these
Yeah,
EMCC.
Gulf Coast is very good.
Yeah. So, like, maybe it's just like we could put up with that when we were winning national titles, but we're not doing that anymore.
Which they didn't even the last one they won was 2018.
It's been a
So
while.
not
Yeah.
well 2018 wow that has been a while.
That's 8 years ago.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Yeah.
Chill,
Yeah,
chill.
buddy, I'm the one who's, one foot in the grave over
You're
here.
not, you're both feet are on the ground, Brian.
Eek, I don't know. I don't know. Where are we here? Hunter Bolin. I forced my 4-year-old daughter to watch Power Rangers and she loved it. Brian, do you ever force your children to watch a TV show you love? No, I never did. Which one maybe I should have with football, but that's the TV show that I love, but I never did. Carlo, do you know who the Power Rangers are?
Absolutely.
If so, what season is your favorite?
Again, probably can't point out a season, but because I was so little when I watched it, I
Yeah.
was just so younger, like,
Uh-huh.
but I was just little and I don't remember.
Crush on the Pink Ranger?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And dude, me and my brother were Power Rangers for like 5 years for Halloween.
I think
We had the
one of
whole
your
thing.
mom's Facebook pictures is you
Yeah,
in a Power Rangers.
we don't have to look that
Can I
up.
share that with the
No,
audience? Let me go find that. Let me go
no,
see
no, no,
Martinez.
no, no. Oh, Steve, now you name drop.
That's her name.
Yeah, I
You can call
know.
me Hey Dad. She's my friend.
Yeah, I know, but now okay. Well,
All right.
if you guys find it,
All right.
whatever.
So, real quick, Tyler Hunt, I've come to the conclusion you're an Ole Miss troll, and I'm not answering your question. This is a really dumb question, and I will move on. It's not happening. It's just not happening. You can look at it all you want. It's just not happening. Moving on. Yeah. Cody asks, What wasn't one of the big negatives of Arnett's first stint that he didn't rotate guys much and develop depth, which left us with the defense we had when Lebby first arrived? Should we be concerned with that happening again? It was a thing. Like, part of the reason Bukey Watson and Jet Johnson had combined for 300 tackles is because they never left the field. Now, I think part of that was a recruiting problem. The guys behind them, they just didn't trust. And that's also kind of on Arnett as well. So, yeah, that is a concern. Depth is if you're going to play so aggressive on offense where you're getting off the field so quickly, you better have depth on defense. So Arnett needs to work on that. Yes.
I think they've got more depth than in the past, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Than they had 2 years ago, no doubt. Lewis Creekmore asks, start, bench, cut, football season happenings, big-time program coach firings, G5 over P5 upsets, away game road trips. So here's the deal. I want to get your thoughts here. Are you asking me which of these things I think are going to happen?
No, he's saying like...
On average, how would I rank them?
Like, I guess how you...
Okay.
I see where you're going.
G5 over P5 upsets is a start. It's so funny when it happens, unless it happens to you.
No, yeah.
away game road trips is a bench. I love a road trip, but it's winning a road game as a fan is the greatest thing ever. Like,
it's awesome.
Walking out of the stadium with, 80,000 plus or whatever around you that are mad at your team, it's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Going out to dinner, still wearing the game polo, everybody's
quiet,
looking at you.
Mad.
It's so fun. And then, I mean, I hate to see guys lose their jobs.
That's what I was going to say. That's got to be the cut because, like, at the end of the day, it's.
I don't want to see that.
Guy's got a family and, he's got to move now.
I will tell you, this year, I expect to see some. I've got three potential huge programs that could open up this year.
Go for it.
You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
Alabama. USC. They don't make the playoff. What are they doing with Lincoln Riley?
Yeah.
That's
they gave him the best contract of all time, too.
Something to keep an eye on. So, Ford Polk.
No, there's one more from Lewis.
Is there?
Yes. Best post-game
/ late-night meal for Saturdays and start. This is a tough one for me because, like,
everything closes.
I go home. But I will tell you this. I'll give a little shine to a non-sponsor. The 76 Deli. Is open till midnight. They stay open pretty late. They'll cook for you pretty late. Great, great, great cheeseburger. Great Philly, the best Philly cheesesteak in town. That's definitely one. I don't know how the landing. I don't know how late they serve food. Do they serve food late? Boartown is doing late pizzas now though.
How late?
I think they told me it was like 1.
No way.
Like they have like a pickup window. You can go over there, order pizza. They may just have them ready, and it's like a hot and ready.
Well.
But
Classroom has Boardtown pizzas in there, like a warmer thing. They're up until.
But like the Bin and
Tuna, I'm telling you, the Bin
cheese fries, they do
window.
The cheese fries window, that's probably that might be a good answer. I don't know how late Bluto's is open.
Definitely not.
I don't think they're doing food that late. So yeah, Dave's does late night pizza.
Dave's is good. That's Dave's good food is underrated.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, here we go. Ford Polk. What's the body ailment that suddenly showed up out of nowhere that it told you were getting older? Mine is I currently have plantar fasciitis in both feet. I had plantar fasciitis. I actually have insoles in my shoes that have helped me get through that. I am going today to the doctor to get a shot in my back about my back. So it's the back for sure.
Mine's quite obvious.
This is not getting older.
I'm joking though. Yeah. No, man, when I played, I'll say this.
Okay.
When I'm still 24 years old, so some of you guys, I'm a baby. Some of you guys, I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
When I play basketball, the feeling that I have after and the day after versus when I was in high school to now is 180.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I played in MUW's celebrity game, by the way.
Yeah, very nice.
Scored 12 points. Oh, my Lord. My back was hurting for a week. And my legs, oh man! And I used to play like 7 days a week in high school. I played; hard practices and everything. Now I play once, and I'm like, oh my Lord!
My high school did an alumni game in 2013, so I was 37, and I a full pads football game.
Oh, and 37 U.
Yeah, I was 37.
You legit did 37 U football. Have you seen those clips?
Uh-uh.
I'll show you them after. They're great.
I was not the oldest guy. Like, there were some 50-year-olds out
Dude,
there.
I gotta show you this app.
So, like, I remember
Oh.
the first we're warming up.
You played in this game?
Yeah.
Pads and everything.
Yeah.
37.
I'm getting to it.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
So we're warming up, right? And one of the guys who's like lined up at linebacker was a classmate of mine. I was like, Jason, on this play, I'm really going to hit you. I want you to really fire back into me so we can just kind of wake up a little bit. And so I shot into him and he came back. And you hear that sound in your helmet that you forget that sound and the sound of helmets and pads coming together. And I just looked at him, I was like, what are we doing? And so 4 quarters of football played. In that game, we had somebody tear an Achilles.
Oh my gosh.
We had somebody tear a hamstring.
People have to go to work the next
Yeah,
day.
some guys went to work. One guy, he tore his hamstring. He put a picture of the bruise on Facebook. I mean, his whole leg was bruised. One guy tore a ligament in his thumb. Bunch of 50-year-old guys, what are we doing? So, like the next day, we drive back to Starkville, and I'm just like this. Get home. I knew I had a thing of mineral ice. And I mean, I was blue. Within minutes, I just covered my body in it. I was okay on Tuesday. And then, like a week later, I'm driving. I was like, ugh! And my neck, I couldn't, I had to like turn my whole body to look out the side of the window.
Oh my
And it lasted
gosh.
for like a week of just my neck would not move. So stupid.
I cannot believe
I
you
would
did
never
that.
do it again. I'm way too old now, but
You legit did 37 you.
me see if I can, hold on. Let me see if I can,
What are you looking?
I got a picture. So I can find it here.
Dude, I gotta show you the 37U videos. I cannot believe you did
They,
that. It's like the
they're a bunch
dumbest
of
concept ever. Yeah, no, it's 37U, so 37 and up.
37 and up.
Yeah, and these dudes are like just, oh my gosh.
I'll find it. I have
I gotta show
a
you
picture of
after.
me
I
in
gotta
football
show you
pants. So,
after.
all right. Fort Polk, rank these days on Twitter if Twitter had been around. Tom Brady caught wearing a New York Yankees hat fresh off the Super Bowl. The Malice at the Palace, the Vikings Love Boat, SEC basketball tournament game getting hit by a tornado, Randy Johnson kills a bird. Number one is Malice at the Palace. That would have been unbelievable Twitter content.
Oh, that would have
The
been.
gifs and memes that would have come out of that would have been
That would have been
legendary.
one of the best days ever.
Right. I'm going to go the last is the tornado because that's like a real live, that's a
I
scary
mean,
situation.
yeah.
Everything else in here is
There's no
kind of,
meme there.
everything else is memeable. Like the tornado, I'm going to say would have been last. The bird would have been my. I showed my kids that they could not believe it.
What's the Vikings love boat?
Oh, where Fred Smoot and those guys rented a boat and it turned into like a big hooker party. You never heard this
Oh,
story?
that's got to be number two.
That's the okay. That's two. We'll go two. I think the bird is ahead of Brady wearing the
Yeah,
Yankees
I
hat.
agree. I
Yeah,
agree.
the bird. You would have seen that bird all day. It would just been like when I think I have a good idea, but my wife shuts it down and
It's
just like boom. That's yeah.
like you're doing
You didn't
errands with
the
your.
Viking story? Oh, you need to look that
No.
up. It's unbelievable. It's good. The Malice at the Palace is easy one though.
Oh, that would be great.
Caleb Rhodes, how much stock do you actually put in the SEC picking members kicking members out over pro athletes? It won't come to that. LSU will stop before we get
It's a
there.
threat. It's a.
But it's a real threat.
It's a threat, but LSU has no choice
They
but
don't have any choice.
they need a football season. They need the money. They need the
They are
revenue.
not
They
going
lose
to they're
everything.
not going to risk that.
No,
Right.
not at all.
Mangum Cafe, a look back at the 2012 game versus Johnny Manziel. Talk Carlo through this boat racing. I could have sworn they scored on their first three possessions. It sure felt like it. Zero chance it was 72 either. It was a little warmer than that. Carlo, when I tell you something, you know Bill Simmons has the levels of losing. Have you ever read that?
I don't think so.
Different ways you lose games, and like there's the gut punch game, and there's the guillotine game. He has one called the Alpha Dog, where it's like there's just one guy on the field that's so much better than everybody else that you just don't have any chance to beat him. That's what this game was. Manziel said they don't hold on. Where's the hold on a second. Let me find the actual box score. So I want you to hear the stats of it. All right. Final score was 38-13. It was not anywhere near that close. Because at one point in this game, it's 31-0.
They're up 31-0.
Manziel was 30 for 36 for 311 yards passing. Incredibly, didn't throw for a touchdown. That's fine. He also had 21 carries for 129 yards and two touchdowns.
Oh my
They
God.
rushed, they put up 693 3 yards of offense on a good Mississippi State team. That was a good team. They got absolutely humiliated. Everything State did defensively, Manziel had the answer for it. When State played zone, he just picked them apart. When they played man, when everybody turned around to follow the receivers, he just took off running. I've never seen one player destroy a team like that. That was one of the all-time ass-kickings at Mississippi State. They got embarrassed that day.
It was 31-0.
It was 31-0 in the third quarter. And is that right? Let me make sure that's right. So, 20, yeah. With 12:40 to go, it was 31-0. State scored 2 touchdowns in the final quarter and a half.
Wow.
I mean, absolute brutality. Just awful, awful day for Mississippi State. So, yeah. I was there for that one. That was a bad one.
Jeez.
Andy Atkinson. YouTube recommended a video from the Rich Eisen show with Brandon Walker. It was a great host who apparently knows BFW. The topic of buffets came up, and he asked BFW the best buffet. He said Pabst Place. Carlo, have you been there yet?
Is that in Starkville?
It's in Ackerman.
No, I've never even – is it good?
Going to let everybody in on a little secret here. Never been. One of the most famous places around this area. I've never been.
Pabst Place?
Pabst Place. It's a big-time buffet, but I've never been.
What do they have?
Catfish, chicken, meatloaf. It's a southern buffet.
Should go.
I mean, I don't have a problem going, but I've never been.
That's
going to shock some people.
That's going to be like 20 minutes away, though.
It's a good little drive.
So that's probably by Louisville, I'd imagine.
Well, you just go down Highway 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go past the Sprint Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Main Street Ackerman. They don't rob you. They just fill up your belly. Their commercials were legendary. They had some guy in like a catfish outfit dancing in the background. And I got a chicken outfit. It was unbelievable.
I'd do that.
I've never been. People are going to be shocked to hear that. I bet my mentions are going to feel like, what do you mean? I've lived here since 1994, basically. And
this is one of the best buffets around?
Oh, yeah. Dude, everybody's telling me
we should
it's great.
Go.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem going. Last one of the day from Kyle. Last week, I saw a clip of the 3-2 game, and for some reason, it cued me to go back to the 2008 season. Only then did it occur to me that I might have had the worst 4-week stretch of a college football fan ever. Do you think this is the worst 4-week stretch for a college football fan ever? Game one, lose to Louisiana Tech after a rare offseason of hope. That was soul-crushing. That was a really bad loss. They lost at Louisiana Tech.
Ew.
State went to Louisiana Tech.
Why'd they do that?
I've always heard that, and also they didn't fly down until the day. They didn't fly down. They like rode a bus the day of the game.
Well,
just awful. Game two, beat Southeastern Louisiana 34-10. However, I was arrested that night for being a drunk idiot. Didn't get out of Octibahaw County Jail until the next afternoon. That's a rough one. Plus, you beat an FCS team 34-10. I mean, that team was awful.
That's a rough.
Game three, the 3-2 game. I was there. Nothing else needs to be said. Game four, for some inexplicable reason, some buddies of mine loaded up and went to the Georgia Tech game in Atlanta. Got beat 38-7. I was there. I was at that game. Is this the worst 4-game stretch ever for a college football fan? It's pretty bad, that Georgia Tech game. So Tech just came out. They were killing State. And then in the second quarter, Booby Dixon had a long run. He took it down to like the 2-yard line. And I just stood there. And I was like, we're not going to score. And we didn't change that running back. So he just ran an 80-yard run, and we just leave him in there huffing, and we didn't score. And we left. We drove 5 hours to get to Atlanta, and we were just like, people were like, y'all are leaving? We're like, you call me when they fire him, and I'll come back.
Oh.
And we went out to a bar that night, went to a Brazilian steakhouse. Had a great time in Atlanta.
You have to.
So the next week, State was playing LSU in Baton Rouge. I sold the tickets. I was like, we're all like, we're not going to that. So I sold the tickets to LSU fans. I was like, I will not enable a Mississippi State fan to go to this
game. I'm not going
to
put someone
like
with us.
I was like, if you're a Mississippi State fan, do not message me. LSU fans only for these tickets. So State lost that game. My wife and I went to the coast for that week because I had the weekend off. I was going to go down. I had planned to go to the game. And when we came back, she was pregnant with Emily. So that's the one good thing that came out of Sylvester Croom's time here at Mississippi State. So you could add that LSU one to it. The only thing I would say is this. I can give you I can give you a couple of worse stretches for Mississippi State.
Dude, he was arrested and then 3-2. I mean, this is bad.
Well, you know, it's bad, but I can give you a couple of other ones just right off the top of my head. 1986, Mississippi State is 6-1. Rocky Felker's first year. They're ranked 12th in the country. We're like, wow, we're good. We're going to be really good. Final four games of the year. Mississippi State versus Auburn, lost 35-6.
Ooh.
Mississippi State versus Alabama, lost 38-3. Mississippi State versus LSU, lost 47-0. Mississippi State versus Ole Miss, lost 24-3. So they were 6-1, ranked 12th in the country, and they scored 12 points in the final four games of the year.
Wow.
So that one's on the list. The 1988 team went 1-10. They won the first game of the year against a then Division I AA Louisiana Tech. They beat them 21-14. That should tell you something. And then they went 1-10 the rest of the way. They did not win another game the rest of the year. That needs to be on the list. 2003, we're going to put that on the list for Jackie Sherrill's last year. Mississippi State, they're 2-4. They started out 0-4, had three close losses in there, but then they got blown out by LSU. They beat Vanderbilt and Memphis. That was actually a really good Memphis team. They won 9 games. They had D'Angelo Williams. Do you remember him? Played
Yeah,
for
yeah,
Vanderbilt.
yeah.
Final one, two, three, four, five, final 6 games of the season. Loss at Auburn, 45-13. Loss at Kentucky, 42-17. Loss to Alabama at home, 38-0. Loss at Tennessee, 59-21. Loss at Arkansas, 52-6. Lose the Egg Bowl at home, 31-0.
Oh, jeez.
That's a bad one. And then I would also go in this stretch with Sylvester Croom, his first year. They beat Tulane the first game. All right. Like, I remember leaving that game, like, we're back. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Next week, they lose to Auburn, 43-14. Now, that Auburn team would go undefeated that year. That was the Auburn team that didn't win the national title, but had Cadillac Williams and all those guys. Really good team. It's not that big a deal that you lost to Auburn that badly. Here's the next 4 games. Lost to Maine, 9-7. One of the worst games you'll ever watch.
Ew.
Lost to LSU 51-0 in Tiger Stadium. There was a great quote from Nick Saban where he was asked, "Did you feel empathy for Mississippi State?" And he said, "I thought that was evident in the way we played in the second half." He basically just said, "We took it easy on them." They took a knee at the end of the first half. Like
Wow.
they had the ball in Mississippi State territory and took a knee because they were just trying to get to the half.
Wow.
Next week at Vanderbilt, lost 31-13. That Vandy team went 2-9, and you lost to them 31-13. And then loss at home on homecoming 27-13 to UAB.
Wow.
That game I remember, I didn't get to go. I was deathly ill. I was so sick that day. But they had done like, they were going to do like, like a card show, like where you put up the cards and it makes the thing.
Yeah.
They were going to do that. It's going to be like the world's largest card show. Never mind that only 20,000 people were going to be at this game and they were going to hand out 40,000 cards. It poured down rain that day. And
Oh
so they
my
couldn't even
gosh.
do that. It was just, that's as bad a stretch as you'll ever get. So, is there another one I want to put in there? That's probably it. I don't know. No. We'll do one more. We'll do one more. And it's recent. We'll go 2024.
Ooh.
I mean, basically everything after Eastern Kentucky, right? They did beat UMass, but Arizona State was bad. Toledo, hammered by Florida, hammered by Texas. The Georgia game was actually close.
Yeah, I watched that
So,
game.
but I mean, that's not a great one either. So, here's the lesson in all this, Kyle. Being a Mississippi State fan's not for everybody. Only the toughest can survive. Tomorrow's show, we'll dive really into ULM and look at that. And start getting ready for this first game. And then Friday's show, of course, is the three P's. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. By the way, if you just drove off the road, if you're just like, if reliving all of those games just made you want to give up, I understand. I hope I didn't upset you. I hope I didn't ruin too many of your mornings. But those games did happen. But that's the past. We're moving forward. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.